Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Good morning and welcome to Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, the sun has been shining, and I hope that in the midst of this strange season that you are able to take a moment to breathe deeply and to, however fleetingly, connect with our Heavenly Father. Yesterday we embarked on a whistle-stop tour of the Beatitudes, the opening section of the Sermon on the Mount, sometimes referred to as Jesus' Manifesto. The Sermon on the Mount is a concise record of Jesus' teaching. So if we want to know what Jesus was about, we need look no further. Book after book has been written, community after community has been shaped, and life after life has been transformed by these words. Some Bibles highlight the actual words of Jesus in red type, and this section is read throughout. It's rich and full of the abundant life, the overflowing life. What I'm trying to say is that if you have heard the call to come, follow Jesus, then this part of Scripture is fundamental to understanding what that means. Yesterday, we set the scene. Jesus' opening salvo is that blessed are the poor in spirit. Namely, that no one is beyond God's touch. No one is disqualified from the kingdom of God. We started with grace, and the words that follow are shot through with grace. Have you ever asked the question, what does it mean to live the good life? What is the beautiful, abundant life that Jesus talked about? If we believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, what does that life look like? The answer is Jesus, obviously, but beyond that throwaway catch-all line, what does that look like, all broken down? So today's reading is Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 32. Let's read verses 21 and 22 now. You have heard that it was said to people long ago, "You shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment." But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, "Raca," is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, "You fool," will be in danger of the fire of hell. Here is what the good life looks like. Jesus isn't messing about. He's not musing on otherworldly spiritual things. He's not musing on the meaning of life. He wades right into the muck and filth of the human experience. Anger. Do you ever feel angry? Do you ever experience lust, which is what Jesus is about to go on and talk about? Jesus says, let's get this out in the open. Let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. Yesterday, I was driving one of my boys to a football match. We were on the Derek Dooley Way, great name for a road. Approaching traffic lights, a BMW had come up fast behind us and tried to overtake us. The lights had changed to red, and so we had come to a stop. We were both second in the queue, behind other cars. We waited. The lights changed. We pulled away together, and the car in front of me was quickest off the mark. There was no space. But the BMW accelerated hard and forced its way between the car in front of it and into the queue in front of me. I was hard on the brakes and hard on the horn. I was livid. I was ready to pull up alongside and give the driver both barrels, metaphorically, you understand, to shout, to rebuke, to trash their flash car. I was really angry, really angry. And it took me a long time to regain my composure and find my peace. Have you ever had moments like that? Do you know what I'm talking about? Thousands of years before, Moses had led the Israelites out of Egypt, through the Red Sea, out into the desert, and into freedom. You remember the burning bush? Remember the promise to Moses when God had spoken to him? I will be with you, and this will be a sign to you, that is I that who sent you. When you have brought the people up out of Egypt, you will worship God on this mountain. And on the mountain, God had spoken with Moses. The people had worshipped. And God had given Moses the Ten Commandments. One of them, you shall not murder. I could join with the Pharisees and think to myself, well, I've not killed anyone. I've not done anything wrong. I could sit comfortably in my car judging the BMW driver and other drivers like him, feeling all holier than thou, pointing the finger, feeling content in my righteous anger, condemning, writing off. I'd done nothing wrong. I was the victim. I didn't kill anyone. I'd committed no sin. And yet my heart was far, far from God. Anger is not the way of the kingdom. But Jesus doesn't say this to condemn us, but to highlight the problem of our human hearts. Not simply to point us towards how gracious God is to put up with us broken humans, but to extend Monday's invitation. Come, I will make you fishers of people. Remember, I will enable you. Come, I will cause you to be people who respond with love and grace, not anger, not contempt and bitterness. Come, I will produce in you a heart like mine. I don't know about you, but I want that. I don't know about you, but I'm not content to clean the outside of the dish to look good. I want to work with God to clean the inside too. It says in Jeremiah 6, verse 16, stand at the crossroads and look. Ask for the ancient paths. Where is the good way? Then walk in it, and you will find rest for your souls. Teach us your ways, Lord. Teach us your ways. Let's pray. Father, we ask for the ancient paths today. Show us the good way. Help us to come before you with humility and faith, to learn from you, to be honest with you, and to work with you to bring change to our lives and to our hearts. Help us to walk with you, to walk in your truth, and to find the rest for our souls that you promise. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's reading is Matthew chapter 5, verses 21 to 32. You have heard that it was said to the people long ago, you shall not murder, and anyone who murders will be subject to judgment. But I tell you that anyone who is angry with a brother or sister will be subject to judgment. Again, anyone who says to a brother or sister, Raca, is answerable to the court, and anyone who says, you fool, will be in danger of the fire of hell. Therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to them, and then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly with your adversary who is taking you to court. Do it while you are still together on the way, or your adversary may hand you over to the judge, and the judge may hand you over to the officer, and you may be thrown into prison. Truly I tell you, that you will not get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard it said, you shall not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to stumble, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to go into hell. It's been said, anyone who divorces his wife must give her a certificate of divorce. But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, makes her the victim of adultery. And anyone who marries a divorced woman commits adultery. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Great are you, Lord. Great. give life. You are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs. So we pour out our praise to you only. Great.
Great.